backache, hire the clean-cut athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
Big O Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram is your local family-owned automotive dealer in the upstate. Life, liberty, and happiness is what we're all about. Big O has a huge inventory of new and used vehicles at the lowest price. Cars, SUVs, minivans, Jeeps, and trucks, new and pre-owned. You name it, we've got it. Trust us to deliver your next vehicle today. Visit us online at BigOdodge.com or check us out in Greenville under that big American flag on the Motor Mile.
The concept behind the Husqvarna line of automatic robotic mowers comes straight out of nature. The principle of the grazing animal. The grass is cut a little and often. Easley Lawn and Garden invites you to see the revolutionary Husqvarna auto mower. Available in six models for every type of lawn. A Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden leaves you with a great looking lawn every day of the week and allows you to do other things while mowing the lawn for you. Once you've purchased your Husqvarna auto mower from Easley Lawn and Garden, their team can assist you with getting started. Husqvarna robotic lawnmowers are the number one selling auto mower worldwide, in use throughout Europe for years. Now they're taking the U.S. by storm. Get your Husqvarna auto mower today at Easley Lawn and Garden, your local Husqvarna dealer for nearly 40 years. Veteran and family owned and operated. 312 South Pendleton Street, Easley. Online at easleylawn.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's Pittman Heating and Air at PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769. Subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
It's hard to stop a train.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. We are live at George Coleman Ford. Come on out and see us. We have Papa John's Pizza. We have a cooler full of drinks. Just put on ice. You have everything you possibly want. Come out and see the good people here at George Coleman Ford. We sold the pickup truck last week. Now we have a new deal for him. This is an Escape FWD 2018 Escape SEL FWD. With all the options, the MSRP on this vehicle is $28,895. Actually, that's before destination, so it's actually more than that. It's basically $30,000. And today, the price on that vehicle, today, you have to act on this deal. $23,999. That includes rebate and incentives. So it's like $6,000 off. It's right. They moved it over here, Ramon. It's right near me. It's yeah. It's a silver color. Oh. Very sharp. Very sharp. Brand spanking new. All the options. You know, you want a vehicle that's dependable, that gets great mileage. Here you go. And today, it's basically $6,000 off. So take advantage of that. You know, again, these are not, you're not getting this 6 days from now. This is a today road rage special, you know, while we're in the building. So if you've been thinking about it, act, do something. Get up, get out the George Coleman Ford. Hop in your old jalopy and go get a new one. Get out to George Coleman Ford. All right, we have lots to get to today. You want to join the conversation? Now would be a good time. There are so many things going on. The South Carolina quarterback situation. Obviously, we're going to be breaking down games all day. We'll react to some things as well. We'll let you know who picked whom in the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'em contest. Before I get to any of that, I want to start with a little discussion of Wake Forest. And, you know, you look at Wake Forest, and by the way, Kendall Hinton returned, and he made a couple plays, and they ran him from the quarterback position a couple times. That's something to watch for, particularly if Hartman struggles to any degree, is that Hinton is back, and it isn't inconceivable that he could play a role or take snaps in situationally where the goal is on paper to run the ball. And of course, he's still capable of throwing the ball. You know, the problem right now for Hartman is I'm looking at their stats right now. Hartman's completing 57.9%, which isn't very good. He does have a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio, but I've watched their games, and trust me, that could be much worse. I mean, he's put a lot of balls up in danger. Some of it, I don't think you can really blame him for. I think he's been under duress. You know, the Boston College game, he was running for his life a lot based on the pass rush that BC was getting. And you know, you would think that if Boston College can rush the passer against Wake Forest, that Clemson certainly should be able to. Now, Wake is going to do a lot of things similarly to Syracuse to try and negate the pass rush. Pressure release plays, window dressing, you know, all that type of stuff. They want to try and force Clemson to play slower defensively while Wake is, you know, burning up the turf, trying to run as many plays as humanly possible. But you know, again, and we've talked about this before. There's a cutoff point when it comes to up tempo spread offenses, and the cutoff point is like 5.5 yards. If you're not averaging that, then you're actually hurting your defense. And I think that's really been the question with Wake Forest tempo this year is, are they good enough what they're doing offensively right now to withstand what it does to their defense? And I think the answer is no. I don't think they are. I think they're pretty good offensively. Ultimately, I think they'll be very good at some point. It may not be this year. And I just don't think this defense is built to withstand the tempo they're playing at offensively unless they're extremely efficient, and they're not going to be extremely efficient playing Clemson. It's hard to imagine that they would be. You know, again, there are elements of this team offensively that I love. I love their receivers. I love Greg Dortch. I think Greg Dortch is a tremendous player. Trust me, he's a problem for everybody everybody. He has almost unbelievable short area quickness. He's a tough cover. The question is, do you get enough protection? Does the quarterback play well enough to get him the ball? That's really the question. And again, I think some of that against Clemson will be negated just by the rush that that Hartman is likely to have to endure. The other guys I like on this team offensively, I love Kearney and I love Coburn. I just think they're both really tough runners. You know, Kearney's built a little like A.J. Dillon. I mean, Kearney's probably 5'11", 6 feet, 230, and Coburn is a very physical runner in his own right. And these two guys have been good. You know, you just go back a few years, Wake couldn't run the ball at all. Well, they can run the ball now. With those two guys, they can run the ball. Now, can they run against Clemson? Well, that's a different story. And this is why I think it's going to be a significant test for Wake Forest in terms of where they are with their offensive efficiency and where they are with their defensive efficiency. And that, again, remains the real problem, is that they're 111th in total defense. They're giving up over 6 yards of play. They haven't been able to stop the run or the pass. I've watched their games. Their defense is just not good. Again, Brown for Boston College threw five rather lengthy touchdown passes against them. Five. So they've struggled in stopping the run. You know, that game, you know, in watching the BC game, you know, visually it actually looked like they did a decent job on A.J. Dillon. But Dillon wound up with like 175 yards. So he was closing in on the 200-yard mark. I'm not 100% sure if that was his final total or not, but just off the top of my head, I'm thinking he was around 175 in that football game. And again, that balanced offense allowed Boston College to throw the ball at will. And they attacked via the air with tremendous efficiency. And I think that Clemson's going to have the same opportunity here. It comes down to protecting your quarterback, establishing the run, I think, early, so that you free Trevor Lawrence up to attack them down the field. And if you're able to do that, and I can't imagine why you would not be able to run Etienne against Wake Forest, then I think offensively Clemson has a chance to have sort of a breakout game here. And I don't feel that that's happened as yet. I just, you know, again, it's a strange situation because the Tigers are averaging 500 yards a game and over 7 yards a play. And on paper, that looks great. It really does. I mean, it's almost hard to look at those numbers and say, well, they haven't hit their stride. But it's true, and it's probably indicative of the heights that Clemson can potentially obtain offensively once they do hit their stride. But it hasn't happened yet. I mean, again, the first half last week against Syracuse was ugly offensively. Clemson just didn't get anything going offensively in that first half. Found a rhythm in the second half by running the football. But this is Trevor Lawrence's team, not Chase Bryce's, barring injury. And it's going to be built around his skill set. And Clemson has to find an offensive identity that works with everything that Trevor Lawrence can do at this stage. And he'll continue to grow into the elements that he struggled with, elements like the zone read at this point. So, you know, I think early on, I think what you'd like to do, in my mind, if you're Clemson, is you'd like to come out and run the ball right at him. And if you can run the ball right at him, then you pose them enormous problems. They've got to creep their safeties up. And there's no way they can cover the Clemson receivers vertically. So, I would think that would be the case. I would think, again, you might see a variety of screens. And the problem, I think, is, you know, the screen passes in the first half of the Syracuse game were fairly effective. But everybody sees that as a major part of Clemson's offense. And I think they're starting to get more effective, or they're being more effective in shutting some of that down. And so I think you have to be careful there when you haven't established anything else, if you're just going to go to screen, screen, screen early. You know, I think, again, to my way of thinking, the best way to protect Trevor Lawrence is to run the football. And if you can run the football, then he'll have more time. And he'll be able to just pick them apart. Because again, I think the Wake Forest secondary, very suspect. If you go back and watch the Boston College game, I thought they had trouble just locating the ball. Even when they were in position, I thought those DBs just didn't find the ball. You know, there's no Jesse Bates on the back end of that defense this year. There's no Bates in that secondary. He was just a tremendous all-around player. When you lose a player of his magnitude, you're not going to be the same when you're a Wake Forest, you know, a Clemson or an Alabama. And Ohio State can withstand those kind of losses. Wake Forest cannot. And I think this, to me, on paper, you know, this looks like a place where Clemson might find their full offensive rhythm and where you might be able to come away with a game where, you know, Etienne rushes for a buck 60 or something. And Trevor Lawrence throws for over 300 or 350 or 400 or something, and you hurt him down the field. Now, the one drawback to that is, again, if you watch the offense last week in that first half, it just didn't appear to be clicking. So you're going to have to make, you know, sort of a leap here in order to experience the type of game that I'm talking about, and that's the, you know, that's the one consideration in making the evaluation. It's that, you know, now the offense under Trevor Lawrence has to find that identity, and maybe it'll be a little slower to come than just this Saturday. I think that's the one question I have in my mind, although I think this is a great opportunity to garner confidence and start to get the thing rolling as you head down the second half of the season. By the way, Ramona, can you believe we're basically already at the midpoint of the season?
Yeah.
And it won't be long.
It's half over already.
And college football will be over.
Yeah.
How often does that?
How does it do that, right? You wait all year and then it's just over so fast.
Yeah, screw the health of the players. We need longer football seasons. We need 20-game football seasons.
20 games. 20 games.
That's right. That's exactly right. We need exactly right. We need longer, lengthier seasons. That's how I see Wake Forest. I think offensively they present some challenges. They'll score some points, but I think they'll also turn it over. And I don't think their defense is good enough to deal with the things that Clemson can offer. Quick break, live from George Coleman Ford. Come see us. Waltip to the Road Rage. We'll be right back.
Pendleton's 20th annual Fall Harvest Festival on the Village Green in Pendleton is Saturday, October 6th from 10 till 5. Featuring quality crafts, entertainment, food vendors, old-fashioned children's games, and fine family fun. Crowd-pleasing banjo player Charles Wood will be performing again this year, and TJ Land and the Jolly Wingo Band will be picking to get you grinning. Pendleton's own DJ, Patrick Brock, will be on hand throughout the day. Blood Connection Blood Drive from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing, it's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done, day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Going out of bounds with Kwok and Kelly this Tuesday from 12 to 3 at Subway, 407 Sheep Farm Road across from Home Depot in Seneca. Not only will you get a great lunch value at Subway, but you can show your support for the Dabo All-In Foundation and Breast Cancer Awareness by purchasing a Tigers for Tata's wristband. And who knows, there might even be a celebrity guest sandwich artisan there as well. Come out for a great cause and join Kwok and Kelly live Tuesday, October 9th at Subway in Seneca.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 26912 32.
Trucks cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. The award-winning George Coleman Ford is offering 2018 F-150s as low as $23,999. You heard me correct. Some new F-150s as low as $23,999. Plus, never any document fees at George Coleman Ford. Trucks do cost less than travelers rest. Four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
After $4,500 in rebates, must finance with Ford.
Be the hottest tiger at your tailgate party when you go buy Urban Nirvana. The best stylists, the best products make you look your best with ease. And guys, with all your honey buddy does, kids, school, work, why not surprise her with an Urban Nirvana gift certificate? It's so simple. Log on to urbannirvana.com, make your purchase, and print your gift certificate from your computer. So easy and so worth it. Look and feel like a tiger with Urban Nirvana. At MacBee Station and the shops at Green Ridge. Online at urbannirvana.com.
Fall is finally here, and that means college football, hunting, and traveling to the mountains is in full swing. Why not travel on a set of Yokohama radial tires from Steve's Tire and Service in Easley? Take a look at the Yokohama Geolander Series or the Ascend Series and save money. October 1st through 31st, you can receive up to a $100 mail-in rebate after proof of purchase. Wow, what a deal. So don't delay. Give Steve's Tire and Easley a call at 859-1361. Online at stscnow.com.
Excel Truck Driver Training has your ticket to a better future. Excel offers certified Class A and Class B CDL courses taught by experienced instructors. Your first step to a fun and rewarding career. Flexible scheduling that includes days, nights, or weekends. Class A training is 160 hours. Class B training is 70 hours. Convenient location off I-85, exit 39 in Piedmont. Call today for more information. Don't sell yourself short. Excel. Excel Truck Driver Training, 864-844-1961.
Men, are you tired of those daily blue enhancement pills that take days, weeks, or months to work, if they ever work at all? Listen up. Now you can take Red, the new natural male empowerment pill that works on demand. Even your partner will notice the difference the very first time you use it. To prove Red won't disappoint like the others, you're invited to participate in our nationwide I Take Red Partner Reaction Guarantee Trial. We're seeking participants for this nationwide trial, not only to prove it works the very first time you try it. We guarantee your partner will also notice the difference. Forget those slow-acting blue pills and join those who proudly take Red. Over 50,000 pills have already been claimed and supplies are limited. So to ensure your participation in this free nationwide trial, you must call now.
Superior Virility on Demand. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Call immediately to participate in our free nationwide trial. Call 800-506-2734. 800-506-2734. Be one of thousands to proudly say, I take Red. 800-506-2734.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Hey, whoa. Let's talk about this.
Now to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage, live from George Coleman Ford. Come out and see us. Enjoy the Papa John's pizza, all the cold drinks. Bring the family, bring the neighbors. It's a football Friday. Lots to get to on today's show. You know, I have an interesting conversation here during the break, and it was, you know, the notion was expressed that, you know, Clemson doesn't control their own destiny anymore. Greg, I'll get to you in a minute. The Tigers don't control their own destiny because if other people win out, you know, with tougher schedules that Clemson will be left out. You know, this is that age-old argument that we've been in a million times, and I've made my case clear in this over and over again. I would rather be where Clemson is right now. And I know it sounds odd to some people, maybe even counterintuitive, but trust me, let me ask you something. The way Clemson has played to start the year, would you have wanted a tougher schedule, Stuart? I mean,
no.
Right. Would you have wanted, given how Clemson has played thus far, and you've played two buzzer games, would you have wanted to make your schedule any tougher than it's been?
No.
And what do you think the results would have been had you done so? I mean, unless you're a blind homer, you would have lost. I mean, so why make your road more difficult than it needs to be? If your schedule is any tougher than it's been to this point in the year, you'd already have at least one loss. You barely survived two games. You barely survived against the Syracuse team, and we don't know how good they are yet. My guess is they're not like top 15 good. And I think the line against Pittsburgh this week demonstrates as much from a Vegas perspective. My point is, you know, if you're Clemson, I'm not worried about these other teams and their tougher schedules. And, you know, well, if they all go unbeaten, Clemson's going to get left out. Their tougher schedules are why they're not going to go unbeaten. They're all going to lose, with the possible exception of Alabama. They're all going to lose. And given that we're basically at the midpoint of the season, they're all going to lose in the second half of the year. So I think that people right now are saying, well, you know, if Clemson's schedule isn't very good and, you know, they could well get left out if we wind up in a beauty contest. But the fact that that schedule isn't very good by a national standard is going to be helpful in managing it. Whereas these other teams, if they are going to play tougher games, well, we'll find out if they survive them. We'll find out if they survive them. I mean, for example, is West Virginia going to lose a game? Maybe. And then at the end of the year, West Virginia is going to play Oklahoma in the last game of the regular season. All right, let's play along. Let's say, and that game's at West Virginia. So let's say a one-loss West Virginia team playing at home against an unbeaten Oklahoma team. And Will Grier engineers the upset, and West Virginia wins their league. Well, now I don't have a undefeated Oklahoma team at all, and they've just lost in the final game of the year. You know, I think the pitfalls that are out there for a lot of these alleged contenders are going to take them down in the second half of the year. And so from a Clemson standpoint, all you need to do is just keep winning. And my guess is that Clemson will pick it up a notch and start to put together more impressive performances, you know, but we'll see. But, you know, given the nature of things this year, the nature of the quarterback situation, I'm just not sure you would have wanted a more difficult schedule. I don't see how it would have benefited you. I think it likely would have hurt. I don't see the positives to it. Ramona, you have to put Greg. Oh, I got him back. All right. Greg, how are you? Tiger Greg.
Hey, Walt, I'm doing good. I was just telling Ramona, I really appreciate this show. Every time I call, Ramona's like, she knows who I am. She's very kind. You know, if anybody badmouths her, they're going to be on the wrong side of me. I can tell you that. That's a great person. And you always let me say what I'm going to say, whether it's stupid or not stupid. And then you don't tell me how stupid it is. You know, you used to make fun of my phone, but I got a new phone, by the way. Right? Sounds better, but I did that for you, okay?
Well, thank you, anyway, Greg.
You're right, Walt. I don't know what's wrong with these people. It took me a while to get what you were saying, but you're right. We're right where we need to be. If we were playing Auburn and Alabama the first 2 weeks of the season, we would have no shot at going to the playoffs this year. No way. I mean, we barely skimmed by on two teams that's not even really that good. So we don't need to be playing the best schedule in the nation. We need to be there at the end. That's what it's all about. And we're set up perfect this year because the rest of the teams have tough schedules at the end of their load. They're not going undefeated. It never happens. There's never five or six undefeated teams. I can't ever remember it. So I don't know why people can't get that in their head. Clemson has built up some points over the last 5 years. Those points are going to come into play this year.
And, Greg, here's the other thing. You know what? And if people complain at the end of the process, you know, if Clemson makes it unbeaten and through the season unbeaten, and at the end of the process, people complain saying, well, they didn't play anybody, you know what? Let them complain. If Clemson's in the playoff, let them complain from the comfort of their homes.
That's exactly right. I could care less, you know. Because, you know, I just want to be there, you know. But anyway, Walt, I appreciate y'all's show. Y'all do a great job. And like I said, you know, people don't complain. This is the best show on the radio by bar none, and I appreciate it. Thank you, Greg.
Appreciate the kind words. You know, I think that we always get to this silliness where this issue is concerned. And to me, the goal is to make it through unscathed. This stuff about schedule and strength of schedule, you know, the committee changes the rules at their whim, at their discretion. I mean, they have a written policy that they allegedly, their goal is to adhere to, but invariably they don't adhere to it. So, you know, I just think you want to keep winning. And I don't think you need to worry about what's going on anywhere else because, again, I think those teams have built-in pitfalls in their schedule that are going to be their undoing and may well wipe them all out. And they're not going to be wiped out early. They're going to be wiped out late. And when you're wiped out late, you know, unless you're Alabama where, you know, it doesn't matter if you lose the last game of the season. It doesn't matter if you don't win your division and, you know, that kind of thing. Unless you're Alabama. And by the way, maybe that'll get put to the test again this year. What are you going to do, committee, if Alabama loses to LSU? You know, I know how incredible they've been, but what are you going to do if they lose at Baton Rouge? And by the way, if we get to a game where Alabama and LSU are unbeaten, and Nick Saban's bunch is going to go play his foil Ed Orgeron's bunch in Baton Rouge, that game will be a behemoth. That game will be one of the biggest games we've seen in the Southeast Conference in, well, ever. I mean, and imagine if somehow Orgeron pulls the shocker. I mean, logically.
Ooh, that would make Saban upset.
But not only that, it would make Orgeron a legend. They'd give him a lifetime contract. I mean,
they
essentially.
Probably would.
I mean, if he were to slay this Alabama team in Baton Rouge, and again, you know, logically right now, it's sort of hard for me to deduce how that might happen. But, you know, strange things can happen in Baton Rouge. And, you know, who's to say? I mean, maybe they hit Tua and Tua comes out. You know, back in the day, they certainly hit Taj Boyd enough times to knock any normal human out. And so who's to say? I mean, there's a lot of football left to be played. And I know, again, I realize that Alabama looks invincible, but we shall see. I mean, I have a longstanding belief that there's no such thing as invincible. The only invincible team ever was the unbeaten Miami Dolphins, and I'm not even sure they were invincible. They played a lot of close games. I mean, invincibility is overrated. It really doesn't exist. And I don't. And as great as Tua has been, but you know what's funny, Ramoney? Do you remember the guy? I forget his name now. Do you remember the guy? By the way, Texas says they don't pass out trophies for the hardest schedule. Get there and see how it shakes out. Right. You know, and again, who cares what people think? You know, if you're in the playoff and there are people sitting at home and their teams are sitting at home and they're watching it on TV lamenting the fact that Clemson got in and they played too easy a schedule, you know, that's where you just, you know, thumb your nose at them. Who cares? And you know what? We're here and you're not. And that's what it's going to be like. So, you know, listen. You don't have a ton of undefeated teams at the end of the year. It's just not the way it works. People lose. It's a long season. People will lose unexpectedly this week. You know, here's the thing. And I think people miss this point. Is that when you're a college football team and you're playing in this system and you get to the second half of the year, you're 7-0, you're 8-0. Do you know what happens? Every single week, that pressure ratchets up. It gets ratcheted up every single week. And so at the end of the year, invariably, you will find 9-0, 10-0 type football teams who lose to teams they're not supposed to lose to because they have all the weight of the world on them to go unbeaten at that point because that's what the system demands. Again, the system will allow an early season loss, but what the system will not allow is a late season loss, again, unless you're Alabama. Vic says this happens every year, not even halfway through the season, and people saying things like, what if there are 5 or 6 undefeated teams? It just never happens. It'll play itself out. Exactly. It will. That's the way it works. You're not going to have a ton of unbeaten teams at the end of the year. And if you are, you know, one of them is going to be Central Florida. You're just not going to have a bunch of major college conference teams that are unbeaten. You know, even if Notre Dame's schedule, not very good. None of those teams on that schedule are real football teams. They were all sort of paper tiger type teams, look good in name, but not really elite teams. The vast majority, even if they go through and keep managing this schedule and moving on, trust me, they'll get to the end. They'll lose to somebody because I don't think they're good enough to run a season unbeaten. So they'll get to the end of the process, and they're still going to lose to somebody. Let me tell you about health there. As I sit here and eat pizza. Health there is not a weight loss program. Weight loss is a side effect of the program. So if your goal is to look better in a bikini, Health there can help you with that. But they're going to help you by making you well from the inside out. See, if you're overweight, your body has this nasty, visceral, yellow fat inside. It sticks. It clings to your internal organs, and it suffocates you from the inside out. It leads to all sorts of medical conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure and the use of a CPAP machine and gout. Health There's goal is to get you off of these medicines. And if you sign up for their 90-day challenge, in as little as 30 days, you'll be weaned off these medicines. You'll be on the way to total cellular wellness. That's what Health There is. They're a cellular health company. Cells dehydrate over time. They'll make you well from the inside out. As soon as you sign up, they'll hook you up with a nutritionist. They'll be there to answer your call 24 hours a day. They're going to teach you how to shop. There are only 2 things you can't eat. You can even eat junk food with Health There. They're just 2 things you can't eat. 1-877-I-DEAR-ME, 1-877-I-DEAR-ME, 1-877-432-7363, 1-877-432-7363. I'm live at George Coleman. Come see us.
It's football season, and emotions run high and hot, and it ain't all about the love. Embrace the hate and let it fly with the Hater Hotline. The Hater Hotline is open 24-7. Call the Hater Hotline, 864-986-6049. Then listen up during Out of Bounds every Monday for the Great of the Hate. The Hater Hotline, only on 105.5 The Roar. Sponsored by Bennett Equipment. If you need to rent it from Bennett.
Tailgating is a way of life where all you need is a love for the game and a Bojangles Big Bow box.
Grab Bojangles 8-piece tailgate special for $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Tackle the day like a tiger when you've slept like a baby on a custom mattress from Engineered Sleep. Trust and quality are what has made them so successful. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses at 627 Congaree Road and can handle any special request or custom order. And customers know that if their mattress isn't just right, Engineered Sleep will take care of them and leave them sleeping comfortably. Call 866-244-0898 or online at engineeredsleep.com.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. It's never been easier or more affordable to reach your favorite destinations nonstop. That's right, nonstop flights on Frontier Airlines. So, don't wait to climb that mountain, roll those dice, ride a roller coaster, or reach the beach. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Relax, Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
The road to true freedom is traveled on two wheels. Tim's Harley Davidson will put you on a motorcycle that's worthy of the ride. They'll welcome you like family and help you find the bike of your dreams. And Tim's will take care of you for the long haul with service and gear. It's time for the new 2019 models. Plus, they have pre-loved bikes too. Real freedom is an ongoing challenge. Meet it head on with a test ride at Tim's Harley Davidson in Anderson.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van liner, work truck, motorcycle? Think outside the bed liner and Lanix it.
Call us today at Lanix of Anderson.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. Get a 2018 EcoSport SE front-wheel drive for as little as $20,999. And with that, you'll never have to pay any extra dealer fees when you buy from George Coleman Ford. The Upstate's only Ford President's Award winner. That's the four-generation family-owned George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest.
Plus tax and tag, and after $2,250 rebate.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the Upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the Upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
All right, listen up.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5, the Roar, live at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. There are never any dealer fees or document fees. We're starting to fill up. People bringing the kids out. Come on out. Bring the kids. Bring the neighbor's kids. Bring the neighborhood. We'll feed you. We have free food and drink. Come on out and see what they have to offer at George Coleman Ford. You know, Ramona, the Atlanta Braves lost to the LA Dodgers. yesterday, and I was not surprised to see that. You know, it's funny. We were out at Twin Peaks last night, right? Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm right here. Right here.
And Bayou John, right? You know, Bayou John says to me, you know, I think the Braves are going to beat the Dodgers. And I said, really? Why? Because, I mean, you know, the thing is, the Dodgers dominated the Braves during the regular season. So I just don't know why you'd expect that to be different in the playoffs. To me, the Braves are still 2 years ahead of schedule. I think the fact they won 90 games and made the playoffs is remarkable. I think anything that happens now is just gravy. But I'm just not sure that this deal is going to go well, nor was I sure before it started. I picked the Dodgers. I picked the Brewers to win the National League, but I picked the Dodgers to win the series. And, you know, again, I just think it's a young team. It's a difficult situation. You know, you send your best starter out yesterday. He doesn't have it. It's a difficult situation for him to be thrown into. And now you're dealing with one of the worst situations that you're ever going to see in a playoff. You're down 1-0, and you're about to face Clayton Kershaw. That doesn't sound like a recipe for success to me. It just doesn't. You know, and I think this is exactly what the Dodgers wanted. They wanted to win game one and be able to send Kershaw to the hill in game two. And, you know, I know Kershaw has had a little bit of an up and down career playoff-wise, but mostly it's had to do with throwing on short rest, and mostly it's had to do with the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. You know, I think if you're going to beat Kershaw, you have to beat him then, because it's awfully difficult to beat him in the first 5-6 innings. And again, I don't know how long they will keep him on the hill, but it's a difficult situation. Kershaw versus Sanchez, I think it favors the Dodgers again. I hope this goes differently for Braves fans, because I don't have a, you know, obviously I don't. It doesn't matter to me one way or another. I'm just report what I see and what I think. And if anything, I'd prefer the Braves win. You know, they're local. You know, people here care about the Braves. I would prefer the Braves win. But I don't know. Right now, I could see this thing being over quickly. And game two is going to determine that. I mean, it's going to be awfully difficult to come back from down 2-0. It's all going to be awfully difficult to tie this thing up in this game tonight. It's a real challenge going against Kershaw. You just have to hang in there. I mean, what it's going to require is Sanchez is going to have to keep you even into the 6th inning and beyond, and then you're going to have to hope that you can beat the Dodgers' bullpen late. Because, again, I don't know how long they'll stay with Kershaw. And Kershaw, you know, he's not in a situation here where he's on 3 days rest. Again, when he struggled in the playoffs, it's generally these 3 day rest situations, and he generally starts getting tagged around the 6th or 7th inning. He's not built for that, but he's not in that situation this time. So I mean, the danger exists of him going 8, you know, and just being unhittable. I mean, that's the concern. It's a big hill to climb right now. It's a big hill to climb for the Braves once you lost that game last night. You needed to get that game and have a free shot at Kershaw. Now you're in a must-win against Kershaw. I don't want to be in a must-win against that guy. I mean, this guy's the modern Sandy Koufax. I realize he's had some injury issues, and you know, he may not be what he was a couple years ago, but I don't want to face him down 1-0. And I don't care what the playoff history is. I don't want to face him down 1-0. Matt in Greenville. Matt, how are you?
Hey, Walt.
Hey, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, forgive me. I got some predictions for this weekend.
I think
an undefeated team will go down this weekend. I think Tulane will take down Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati will fall out of the undefeated ranks.
Why do you think that?
I think Tulane's playing better. They beat a pretty good Memphis team.
They did.
And I think Fritz is actually getting his team together. For whatever reason, they weren't clicking on all cylinders at the beginning of the year. I think they can run the ball better.
I think all those things are true. But Cincinnati's been pretty good from the start. You know, but We'll see. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, because I do like Willie Fritz, and I wouldn't rule that out. The number is going down on that game, too, from 8-7.
And I think Cincinnati had a close one against Ohio, one of the better teams they played already. And overall, their schedule has been difficult. I think they'll pull it through. I think South Carolina's going to lose pretty badly. Everyone says Locke can't win a big one. He can't win stuff on the road. I mean, it's the same kind of talk you heard about Rosen at UCLA, and that was legitimate. But, I mean, South Carolina's a bad football team right now. I mean, they can't get anything going on offense, and this backup, there's a reason he's a backup. And I just don't see it. I think Missouri goes in there and beats them up by 10 or 15 points.
Well, look, I don't think South Carolina is a bad football team. I mean, I think they're a pretty good football team. I think they, obviously, the injury to Bentley doesn't help them. Look, I think the real downer for South Carolina is the injury to Wonnum. Because, again, I think Wonnum is a really good edge guy. I mean, one of the best that they had, their best pass rusher by far. And I think that was an enormous loss. And I don't know when he's going to be back. So I think that hurts. And I think that hurts in this football game. I mean, they've been without him, but so it's not like something new to them. But I think it's really detrimental to their chances. And then, you know, again, the other thing is Missouri played Georgia to an even game. If you watch that game, that was an even game. And Missouri was playing without their best player. I mean, he may have been out on the field as a decoy at times, but, I mean, their best player other than Drew Locke, and that's Emmanuel Hall. And, again, Hall is the best deep threat in college football. He's averaged 25 yards a catch over the last 2 years, and he had torched Georgia the year before. I mean, anyone who watched that game knows, I mean, he wasn't even running. He couldn't move. And South Carolina, I think, is going to get a healthy Emmanuel Hall. So, you know, they're going to have to face him, which is something that Georgia didn't have to face.
And Georgia had a free touchdown in that game about the tight end. It was one of the most ridiculous referee management I've ever seen. When he had the forward progress stop, he knocked it out. And last question is, what do you think about NC State? Do you think Dave Dorn is managing the ship there, or is it just Finley pushing him over the edge? That's why they're undefeated so far. Thanks, Walt.
Thank you, Matt. Well, again, to my way of thinking, the best team NC State has played is James Madison. They played Virginia last week, but if James Madison played Virginia in neutral field, I think James Madison beats them. Yeah, James Madison's a really good team on their level, and that was a close game to open the year. I forget, 24-17, 24-13, something of that sort. But it was a competitive football game. I think that may be the best team NC State has faced, so I'm just not sure. I don't think Dorn is a bad coach. People love to pile on certain coaches, and Dave Dorn is a frequent target here. I think Dave Dorn's a pretty good football coach. I think he did a good job when he was in the MAC, and I think for the most part, he's made NC State better and more competitive. You know, he's a guy who talks a lot. He's a guy who has a gruff exterior that I think is standoffish. He may make it sound like his program is better than it is, and that bothers people. But in terms of whether he's enhanced the program, I would think at this point you'd have to say he has. I know those early years were tough. He wasn't beating anybody with winning records, but I think he's shown some progress. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, and again, I know he's a guy that everybody loves to hate here, and I get that. But I still think that if you're looking at it through open eyes, I think he's made that program better of late. Now, this is a different type of test, and you know, I wish I could tell you what type of test, but I don't know. Because, again, I have no idea who's even playing for Boston College. I don't know whether Jeff Smith is playing. The speed wide receiver, who they run a lot of orbit motion and stuff with, and they try and get the edges with. I don't know if A.J. Dillon is playing, who's, you know, one of the four or five best running backs in the country. I don't know if he's playing. They have two injuries at wide receiver. You know, the only people, the only skill guys I know to be playing are like Brown, the quarterback, and Sweeney, the tight end. Other than that, I don't know who their skill guys are going to be. Now, maybe they'll all show up, but they'll show up without practicing all week. And if they do show up, they're probably not going to be completely healthy. I think the good news for Boston College is that that backup, that senior backup, was like 225 pounds. He rushed for over 100 yards last week, and Adazio swears by him. Everybody in that program swears by him. They say he's the toughest kid in the program, and you know, he was sort of begging for a chance, and he got one. And he looked pretty good in doing it. So, you know, there's that. I still think this is going to be a much tougher game than people imagine. And I think BC can beat NC State. I saw the game last year at Boston College. That's the game Brown got hurt. NC State won that game 17-14. Finley played terribly against the same BC defense. The whole group is back. He played badly against that defense. They confused him. And I think they're going to have an opportunity to do that again. You know, meanwhile, you know, we can pretend this is the same NC State team, but this NC State team lost their entire defensive front to the NFL draft in the first 125 picks. And it would have been the first 100 picks without the injury. They don't have any of those guys. And they've not been tested in relation to playing with any of those guys. Trust me on this. If A.J. Dillon's playing, and even if he's not, they'd be tested in that regard in this game. Because BC thinks they can line it up and run it right down their throat. I promise you they do. And I'm not so sure they can't. I'm not so sure that this isn't a time of possession game that goes Boston College's way and that they don't just wear NC State down. We'll see. Let me tell you about Priority One. Priority One's the finest security company in the state, in the region. They've become wildly popular nationwide. This is who they are. First of all, they're great people. We have our Tigers for Tatas campaign. They're matching every dollar. Think about that. Those are the kind of people in your state that you want to do business with. People are doing the right thing for their community. But there's so much more than that. They cater, they customize, they design every system around the specifics of your situation. They have the fastest response time in the industry. Obviously, a vital element of security. And the finest in technology, the tip of the spear. So when it comes to your family security, your employee security, call my friends at Priority One. Security is an individual decision. It's a personal decision. But when you're ready, my friends at Priority One are ready to protect your family. 288-1400, 288-1400. Call them. Tell them I sent you. I'll be right back.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Are you tired of seeing and doing the same thing every day? Are you ready for a career that's exciting and different? Excel Truck Driver Training is your answer. Truck drivers get to travel and see new things every day. Your office is the open road, and you're in charge. Excel offers certified Class A and Class B CDL courses taught by experienced instructors with flexible scheduling that includes days, nights, or weekends. Excel Truck Driver Training, locally owned and operated in Piedmont. 864-844-1961.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with an update on Lakeside Lodge Clemson, Clemson's first condo hotel. Now under construction, Lakeside Lodge offers 1, 2, and 3-bedroom condos starting from the mid-200s. You can use it whenever you want and rent it when you're away. It's that easy. With top-notch amenities like housekeeping, food and beverage services, and lake access, Lakeside Lodge will provide the ultimate Clemson experience. Hurry, because these condos are selling fast. Come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month.
We test so it runs.
Upgrade to Unstoppable with Pittman Heating and Air and bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through November 15th, get special financing for 48 months or discounts up to $1,000 on a qualifying new train system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-